Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and today Mezekes Menachos Daf Nun Zayin, the fifth parak, Kol Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hiniach basal gabi gochaim. If one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, hipech bo chayv. Then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chayv. But if he didn't turn it over, he's pater." The Gemara explains that the cases where without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacha ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, meaning one third cooked. And by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacha ben drosai. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching that one-sided cooking, which is only kamacha ben drosai, is not considered cooking at all and exempt. Rava adds, if a dried fig's volume of meat was completely roasted on one side and in one place, he is chayv without turning it over. The Gemara infers that if the roasted meat is in two or three places, they're not combined to a grogros and he's pater. In the second version, Rava says one is chayv even if the roasted meat is in multiple places. Point number two, a braisa darshens the pasuk, asher takrivu Hashem, that you offered to Hashem, that the prohibition to prepare a mincha as chametz applies to kasher v'lo psula, a valid mincha and not an invalid one. Rav Papa asks, chimsa v'yatzas, v'chaz v'chimsa mahu, if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the azara and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since this mincha left the azar before the second leavening, it became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not liable for leavening. However, perhaps we say, kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the azar, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze l'mahanibe, the disqualification of having left is not affected, and he would be liable for the second leavening. The Gemara concludes, teku, let it stand unresolved. And point number three, a braisa prohibits offering up onto the mizbeach the meat of a chatas ashem or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shirayim of any mincha which is eaten. The pasuk says, "Ki kol seor v'kol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem." For any leavening or any honey, you shall not burn from it as a fire offering to Hashem, which teaches kol shehu mimenu l'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the fires of the mizbeach, harihu b'bal taktiru, is subject to the prohibition, you shall not burn. Amoraim discuss Hamala Makulam al Gabi Akevesh. If one offers up any of these aforementioned items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yochanan says he's chai, but Rabbi Elazar says he's pater. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a brice which darshens, Vel Mizbeach uyalu l'reach nichoch, but they may not go up to the Mizbeach for a satisfying aroma to include the Kevesh. But Rabbi Elazar says that after the Pasuk mentions Seor, leavening, and Dvash, honey, it says Osam, them. Teaching Osam hu derabilach kevesh kamizbeach. Only for them did the Torah include the ramp, like the mizbeach itself, in the prohibition of offering up aval midi acharini lo, but not other items mentioned in the brisa. So once again, the three points are: number one, Rabbi Yochanan said hiniach bas al gabi gachoim. If one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, hipech bo chayev. Then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chayev. But if he did not turn it over, he's pater. The Gemara explains that the cases where without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacha ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, meaning one third cooked. And by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacha ben drosai. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching that one-sided cooking, which is only kamacha ben drosai, is not considered cooking at all and exempt. Rava adds, if a dried fig's volume of meat was completely roasted on one side and in one place, he is chayv without turning it over. The Gemara infers that if the roasted meat is in two or three places, they're not combined to a grogros and he's pater. In the second version, Rava says one is chayv even if the roasted meat is in multiple places. Point number two, a braisa darshens the pasuk, asher takrivu Hashem, that you offered to Hashem, that the prohibition to prepare a mincha as chametz applies to kasher v'lo psula, a valid mincha and not an invalid one. Rav Papa asks, chimsa v'yatzas, v'chaz v'chimsa mahu, if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the azara and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since this mincha left the azar before the second leavening, it became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not liable for leavening. However, perhaps we say, kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the azar, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze l'mahanibe, the disqualification of having left is not affected, and he would be liable for the second leavening. The Gemara concludes, teku, let it stand unresolved. And point number three, a braisa prohibits offering up onto the mizbeach the meat of a chatas ashem or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shirayim of any mincha which is eaten. The pasuk says, "Ki kol saor v'kol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem." For any leavening or any honey, you shall not burn from it as a fire offering to Hashem, which teaches kol shehu mimenu l'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the fires of the mizbeach, harihu b'bal taktiru, is subject to the prohibition, you shall not burn. Amoraim discuss hamalam akulam al gabi akevesh. If one offers up any of these aforementioned items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yochanan says he's chai, but Rabbi Elazar says he's pater. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a brice which darshans, Vel Mizbeach liyalu l'reach nichoch, but they may not go up to the Mizbeach for a satisfying aroma to include the kevesh. But Rabbi Elazar says that after the pasuk mentions so'or, leavening, and dvash, honey, it says osam, them, teaching osam hu derabilach kevesh kamizbeach. Only for them did the Torah include the ramp, like the Mizbeach itself, in the prohibition of offering up, but not other items mentioned in the Braisa. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard Siman is a nose, and to make this more distinct, we often use a doll with a long nose. So here goes. The man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was pater because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, watched a Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach. Once again, slow motion. The man who used the long nose from his doll, That must be on Daf Nun Zayin. The man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was pater because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Niach baso al gabi gochalim." If one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chai. But if he didn't turn it over, he's punter. The Gemara explains the cases where, without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacho ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, which is one third cooked. And by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacho ben drosai. Ryokan is teaching that one side of cooking, which is only kamacho ben drosai, is not considered cooking at all, and butter. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat onto the coals on Shabbos and was butter because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, watched a Kohen who used the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, which reminds us where Papa asks, chimsa v'yatzos v'chaz v'chimsa ma'u, if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the Azara and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since this mincha left the Azara before the second leavening, it became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not chai for leavening. However, perhaps we say, kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the Azara, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze lo mahanibe, the psul of having left does not affect it, and he would be liable for the second leavening. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was puter because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, watched a Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, a brisa prohibits offering up onto the Mizbeach the meat of a chatas, ashem, or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shiraim of any mincha which is eaten. Amoraim discuss if one offers up any of these items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayev, but Rabbi Elazar says he is pater. So once again, the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was pater because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, watched a Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Jew having Nigerian prince. That must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us, Vari Prater, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos who first made his name known to the world. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry standing at the door that Shem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the incident where HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram in the base of Migdash during the Churban, and how Avram Avinu attempted to defend the Jewish people. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who is a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Klal Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Laman nimshu Yisrael azayis? Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain't olive notion, just as the olive tree, its leaves do not fall out. Neither in the summer nor in the winter. Av Yisrael ain't lehem betila olamis. So to Yisrael, they never will be nullified. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Siman Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The noodle chef, that must be more on Daf Nun Dalet. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour from Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, which reminds us, Rabbi Yelah said, Enocho al kasha le kamitza yosem minchas chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the kometz. The Gemara brings a malchut because if one may add water to make it a bit easier. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya and swelled back to a kabeya, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses meat which shrank to less than a kabeya and then swelled back to a kabeya regarding tuma. The Gemara brings a machlokas whether or not yesh dichui be'isura, whether there is a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tuma, meaning once it's disqualified from tuma, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichui for isur. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kibitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeya, and then swelled back to a kabeya, with a dessert of dried figs of Maisa that Trumas Maisa was taken, using fresh figs by number, by Nyafa, which reminds us, Gemara discusses separating Maisa from Te'enim for Grogros, and vice versa, and whether it's done by number or volume. Daf Nun Hei, so the Siman Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55. Speed limit sign of 55? That must be around Daf Nun Hei. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Maaser, fresh figs, for dried figs, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses separating Trumas Maaser from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Maaser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice a policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who let a shirayim become chametz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that even shirayim may not be made chametz. The pasuk says, Lo sefer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked leavened their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, Afil chelkam lo sefer chametz. Even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Maaser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice a policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone, who let a shirayim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha. That was chametz, which reminds us, the mission concludes, V'chayva al-rishasa v'al-richasa v'al-fiyasa. One is chayv for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. Daf Nun Vav. So the Siman Daf Nun Vav is a shusher going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher said, nu nu. Shusher going, nu nu. That must be around Daf Nun Vav. Nu nu. The shushu said nu-nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz, for every step of the baking process. Rapapa says, afa lokushtaim, if he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. So the shushu said, who knew to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a minchas chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear, which reminds us, a braisa states, bechor she'achos adam, if a bechor was seized by an excess of blood. Rav Meir says, mekizin oso es adam, we may let its blood, but makum shein osin b'mum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, for example, the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chachamim say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum because they permit inflicting a second mum on a baal mum, such as this sick animal. Ubavad shul yishchod o oso mum, provided that he doesn't shecht the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that mum. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Two more opinions are brought. So the shushu said, nu, to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a minchas chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum b'mal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz and mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees, Archayim, which reminds us, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a baal mum, Rabbi Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone else already processed this 11 mincha, is chayiv. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone else already castrated, is chayiv based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the din is of one who offers carbon meat or shiraim of a mincha on the kevesh of the mizbeach? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we mokok is whether one may add water to a mincha's chota? That's on daf Nun Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss what the halacha is if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the azara and then he leavened it again? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn why Klal Yisrael is compared to a Zayas? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn about a Kodesh Baruch Hu finding Avraham Avinu in the base of Migdash during the Churban? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is of one who placed meat onto coals on Shabbos but didn't turn the meat over? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do the Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that according to Rav Papa, one baked a mincha leavened, he incurs two sets of malchus, one for its shaping and one for its baking? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the Avos? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that even the shiraim of a mincha, which are eaten by Kohanim, cannot be made chametz? That's on daf Nun Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.